This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address PM Swanidhi beneficiaries at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Delhi today. During the program, Prime Minister Modi will distribute loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, including 5,000 vendors from Delhi. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 2 additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. The Heavy Industries Ministry has announced the Electric Mobility Promotion Scheme 2024 to accelerate the adoption of electronic vehicles or EVs in India. The ministry said that a total outlay of 500 crore rupees will be implemented for 4 months under the scheme. It will run from the 1st of next month until July. It added that only electric two-wheelers and electric three-wheelers will be eligible under the scheme, including registered e-rickshaws, e-carts and L5 automobiles. The Ministry of Defence has signed 2 contracts worth 8,073 crore rupees with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited (HAL) for the acquisition of 34 advanced light helicopters. The ministry said that the deal was sealed for procuring 25 advanced light helicopters for the Indian Army and 9 advanced light helicopters for maritime role for the Indian Coast Guard under the Buy Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category. The BJP has released the second list of its 72 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The list includes the names of candidates for 20 seats each in Maharashtra and Karnataka, 6 each in Haryana and Telangana, 7 in Gujarat, 5 in MP, 2 each in Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, and 1 candidate each for Tripura and Dadra Nagar Haveli. Union Ministers Anurag Singh Thakur will contest from Hamirpur Parliamentary Constituency in Himachal Pradesh, while Nitin Gadkari will fight from Nagpur seat. Piyush Goyal from Mumbai North and Dr. Bharti Praveen Pawar from Dindori seat in Maharashtra. The Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, has finalized a seat-sharing deal with the BJP as part of the NDA in Bihar for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. LJP Chief Chirag Paswan met BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi in this regard. The Union Health Ministry has termed the media reports claiming that there are no national entrance cum eligibility test, Masters of Dental Surgery, NEET, MDS examination centres in the northeastern states as false. The ministry stated that there are exam centres in northeastern states which are allotted in Shillong, Naharlagun, Kohima, Azol, Guwahati and Kolkata. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Thobge, will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. The External Affairs Ministry said during the visit, Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In All England Open Badminton Championships, shuttler PV Sindhu will face Aung San Suu Kyi of South Korea in women's singles match today. In other matches, women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krastov will clash with Jiang Qiu and Zhang Shuxian of China. In another fixture, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen moves to pre-quarterfinals of All England Championships with the 21-14 win over Denmark's Magnus Johansson. And that is the end of this news bulletin.